Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome and good morning, everyone. How's everybody doing? It is Labor Day weekend, and that does not mean you have to labor, right? I think it means we actually, like, football starts, and Tom was saying, right, you can't wear white anymore. You kind of got to wear
that's the traditional rule, white after Labor Day.
Does that still really go?
I don't think so, especially not in California.
Yeah, I don't know.
Guys, West Coast don't care.
West Coast, we don't care.
Why?
And this is, I actually think this is the hottest time of the season for us right now.
Yeah, so you want to wear white and you want to wear light. So.
And it can be beautiful. This is when our ocean, our coast, everything was good.
Yeah.
You get that breeze, not as much morning fog and clouds. It's a nice time of the year.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. But that does mean that summer is over and school is starting up. And I don't have little kids anymore that are starting school, but they're back at college or that kind of thing. But I love that. Do you take pictures of your kids?
Like, I do. I always take pictures of them the first day of school and the last day of school in June. But I always, for myself, because we're starting school, it's like the start of a new year for me. Like, I plan.
Me too.
Like, this is what
we're
going to do
talk
this
about
year.
That.
I'm
That's
organized.
Okay. We're going to talk about that. Anyways, good morning, everyone. I'm so glad that you are starting your day here in a positive way on the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so excited. We are the brighter side of the 805. We've got Tom and Jennifer with us in the studio. And just a reminder to all my friends out there, Facebook us, like us. We've got tons of things going on that you can win, great things that are happening out there. And last week, we had the Brewfest, which was amazing, and also the Chili Cook-Off. Just really great causes for great. It's I call those win-win, you know. So if you have something out there that you want us to spread the word about, let us know. All you have to do is give us a call here. 805-419-0008 And we would love to spread your name out there as a business or as a foundation or anything that you have going on in the 805 that we can really get the word out. That's what we do here. Be a part of the brighter side of the 805. And not only that phone number that I just gave you, we have lots of giveaways, and I would love you to be a part of that. All you have to do is write that number down, 419-0008, 419-0008. And all you do is call us and leave us your name, your number, and what you're interested in. And let's see if you could be a winner right here. It's that easy, and we do it all the way through the show. So right now, I'd love to just talk about our guests that are going to be on our show today. We have Lisa Crilly Malice, and she's going to be talking about 30 Days to Success, an awe-inspired journal. Do you guys journal? Do you ever journal?
I don't journal. I wish I did more because I think it's so important. I think you learn so much about yourself.
Yeah,
when you
Tom,
do
you journal?
I'm a boy.
Yeah. But you know what? I know guys don't do that, do they? Yeah.
No.
But you know what it is? It's like you write it down and all, and you're like, really? That's what I was thinking? You know, you never know. So.
Well, I think that's why men don't do it. It happens.
They're afraid to know what's
They feel the way they're going to feel, and then they move on. Women, like, keep going over it and over it. Let's write it down and think about it some more.
Yeah,
how we feel
let's
about
chew it.
It
up and then
Absolutely.
Throw it
you can't
up
just let
and
it
then
come.
Let's take it. Yeah, I'm sure my husband would totally agree with that one. Anyways, and then we're going to be talking about lard. And Hank Will, it's his book, The Lost Art of Cooking with Grandmother's Secret. And I know it lard. Isn't that weird? It seems like it shouldn't.
I can remember my mom always having that in the refrigerator when I was growing up in a little red container from the grocery store.
Yeah.
You buy it,
oh,
I
see?
Think. Yeah,
okay.
But I don't know what
okay.
you do with it. I
don't
just
know.
Remember
well,
seeing
we're going
to
find out about it. And it's 100% natural. Whoever knew that? So anyways, we're going to talk a little bit about that. Then we're going and talk about how, like we said, you know, just really getting back to the new year. The new year is back to school. And, you know, it's almost like it's my turn, you know, even though you have to keep up with the homework and all that stuff. But anyways, let's kind of chat a little bit about getting your house back on track.
Yes, and, get organized.
You know, it's kind of like you go back to a routine in a sense.
Which is, I love the summer. I love not having a routine and not having to be somewhere. But I love the start of school. It's nice to, people like routine. And I don't have that routine anymore
because my kids are not in school anymore. It's a
right.
weird,
so you have to make a different routine for yourself.
Anyways, all right. Tom, let's talk about what we are going to be giving away.
Cal State University Channel Islands Alumni and Friends Dodgers Stadium Day. How about this? September 6th, ticket price. Everything includes, look at this. It's you get your transportation. You get a CI shirt and swag. Prize giveaways, lots of fun. The ticket to the game, that sounds like a great time at Dodger Stadium. Soup Plantation, we have a gift certificate there. Noah's Bakery for bagels. It rolls on and on and on with more fun for you. And that would also include, how about the Camarillo Ranch Championship Chili Cook-Off? Sounds like a good time. Lots of parties coming up, lots of things going on.
There you go. All right. So let's give away, you know, since it's morning, some bagels, some Noah's Bagels, right? That's always a good one. And 419-0008, 419-0008. Also, if you want to get in touch with me, you can use that number, or you can always email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. That's kim@kimpaganoshow.com. I do want to remind you also of our 2 o'clock show right here, completely different guests. And I invite you to listen, laugh, and learn. And I'm so glad that you are tuned in to the brighter side of the 805. Let's invite our first guest, Lisa Crilly Malice. And Lisa, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. How are you?
I am doing great, and I'm excited to be here.
Oh, good. So tell us about 30 Days to Success. I'm that's perfect. I love, like, low numbers, you know?
Right.
I like instant gratification. So tell me about that.
It goes right along the idea of what you guys were talking about with the routine. It's the you can start to decide what is it that you want to accomplish and how do you get back into the groove of things once the summer is over, and then make yourself a path to follow for 30 days.
Is it true if you do something for 30 days, it becomes a habit? Is that why you chose 30 days?
I think it's 21
days. Is it 21 days?
You know, it depends on what the habit is and how well you're, quote unquote, doing it. So
yeah,
that's
a bad
one of those
habit.
That's one of those urban legends. So it kind of depends on what you're trying to do. So I chose 30 days because it's a month.
Okay.
And usually we think of things either in weeks or months or seasons. And so I just chose a month.
Okay. Now, do you have a book? I don't have your book yet or anything. Is there a book that goes with this?
There absolutely is. So it's a 30 Days to Success, an Awe-Inspired Journal. And that goes along with a 30-day awe challenge. So there's a challenge where you can receive a video in action steps every day that supplements the journal. So if you're like Thomas and you're a boy and you don't want to write,
right,
that's okay. Because maybe the videos are what you want to watch to get your inspiration to pick your action steps for the day.
Oh, great. Will you send those to us so that we can try that and then we can have you back on? Because I'd love to, you know, I always like to try everything.
Oh,
I'm
yeah. I
want to
see the
you know?
Videos.
Yeah.
How they help you.
So what exactly is a time strategy visionary?
You know how sometimes you get to the end of the day and you think, oh, how'd the day get away from me? I know I had things I wanted to accomplish, and somehow they
every day.
Yeah.
This last couple weeks, I think it's because it's the end of the summer.
You're trying to pack everything in.
Yeah,
and then I
have really high expectations. You know, I always share this with my listeners all the time. Put 5 things on your list, 1 thing that you've really been putting off, and 4 things that you have to get done that day. Sometimes I put a little bit more on there, and I'm not happy with my 4 things that I got done, you know, because I had, 20 things that needed to happen.
Absolutely. And so as a time strategy visionary, what I do is I help you figure out your vision. So you're already picking the 1 thing you have to get done and the 4 things that are have been there on the list for maybe a little bit that you've been putting off. And so we look at your vision. All right, what's most important to you? Why are you putting some of those things off? Maybe they're not as important as you think they are. And then we create the time management strategies So the time strategy visionary, so we start with a vision first, start with the end in mind, and then create what are the strategies unique to you to help you accomplish the things that you want to accomplish in your life.
Wow, I like it. I like it a lot. So
I like lists. I'm a big list maker.
I think too.
And I always put them on index cards. I like that kind of heavy paper, and I love a list, and I need to be able to hold it.
Okay, so hold on. Tom, do you make lists?
Yeah, I do it through my iPad now with notes. I do make a lot of lists of stuff I have to do, get done.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love checking things off. My husband is like, list, you make a list of your list and your list, of, you know, and, but that's like my accomplishment.
Absolutely. Then you can see, okay, I actually, even though at the end of the day you feel frazzled and you don't feel like you got anything done, you can go back and look and say, well, I actually got these three things done.
Yeah.
So that's not so bad.
Yeah. The thing that really frustrates me, and I'm sure my listeners and everybody out there, is when you have good intentions and it's like you know you make a phone call and they're not in, and then that goes to you can't get it done, you can't finish your list, or you know, you go, you know, we had an interview for my son for school and then I got there and it wasn't exactly. So I think you need some backup plans. What's your thought on that, Lisa?
I agree. And so my backup plan, what I share with people is, what's your number one most important thing?
Okay.
Have a list. I'm a big list maker. And if I'm having one of those days, because even as a time strategy visionary, I will put on the top of my list, get up. At least it gives me something to cross off and I can start with some momentum. So I tell people, pick your number one most important thing, and then let's work our way through the process of how you're going to accomplish it. So the framework that I use is AWE, A-W-E, which is where the Awe-Inspired Journal comes from.
Oh.
So your A would be awareness. What's the most important thing that you need to pick that day? And sometimes people get stuck right there at that step. It's like, well, I don't know. I have eight things on my list. No, pick the one. And then W stands for work. How do we create the bridge from I need to get this done to yay, the day is over and I've finished it? And so the number one strategy, and there are many strategies, but the number one strategy I tell people is schedule it into your calendar with a time. Don't throw it on top of your to-do list, because then it fights for attention with all these other things. Put it in there as if it's an appointment.
Wow.
That's sort of like what people say about working out.
Yeah.
I know it's not the same as a task, but if you say every day at 8 o'clock, this is what I'm doing, it's an appointment, you're more likely to do it rather than putting it on your list of things to do that day.
Absolutely. It's just like an appointment with your doctor.
Right.
It holds value. You're like, it's right. You're like, oh, I'm not going to reschedule with my doctor. I'm not going to get in for three more weeks.
Correct. And, you know, I'm a hair therapist, and the same thing. If I book people every 4 to 6 weeks, because I know that they're going to, once it's in their book, they made time for me and they made time
Absolutely.
For themselves.
Absolutely.
So I love that. How, you know what, let's back up a second. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Brighter Side of the 805, The Kim Pagano Show. I've got Jennifer, Tom, and myself here. And we're talking with Lisa Kreiley. We're talking about time strategy visionary. How did you get that? I never really even heard of that before.
It's one, I wish I had a really great story where it would be all inspirational, but truly it was a matter of sitting there figuring out what's my gift, what can I bring to the world, and then brainstorming with friends until we came up with a catchy title.
I love that. I mean, really, that's what I talk about every single day on our show here, is about what's your gift and how you can give it away, you know, and I love that. So have you always been a time person, or is this, I mean, did you take classes? Did you, you know, how did you acquire this?
Yes to both.
Yeah.
I've always been the list maker. I have always been someone who's been able to create order out of chaos. A lot of things to do, and sometimes I was always able to manage to figure out a way to get them done. And I just thought, like many of us do, when you have a skill, you assume everyone else has it. And it wasn't until friends and colleagues asked, you know, could you help me do this? I'm always running late. I don't know why. How is it that you're always on time? And in my brain, I'm like, well, of course I'm on time. Why isn't everybody? And so from there, I thought, okay, I know what works for me, but coming from the field of high school education, I know that everyone learns in different ways. And so then I went through two coaching programs to make sure that I could then take the skill set that was easy for me and present it in a way that made sense for all different types of people.
What kind of coaching plans or coaching things did you go through?
So I am certified through the International Coach Federation, and I'm also certified through the Organizer Coach Association.
Oh, okay. I've had many organizers on here. I love organizers. That's one of my...
I know.
Yeah, everything needs a place and a home, every, door and every drawer, right?
Okay, so Lisa, right. I have a scenario for you. A schedule's super important, and it's what gets us through the day most days. But how do we step back? Because sometimes you need to let the schedule go and just enjoy life. How can you do that and still get everything done that you need? Like, how do you find that perfect balance?
Oh, great question. And yeah. In fact, yesterday I lived with that question. Mm. I woke up a little, you're like a little just tired. And
yes.
I thought, all right, I need self-care. I need to take a break. I will be no good for anyone if I don't take care of myself first. And so then what I did was I said, all right, I'm throwing the schedule out except for one or two items. And I just looked at it and I prioritized what absolutely do I need to do to be able to make it tomorrow in a good place.
Wow.
And then
I do that too, but I never really put it in my mind that that's what a great thing, because I really do. Is self-care and self-love is so important. And if you're like gurgling at the bottom of your cup and you need to refill it, because you, as a mom or as, a boss or anybody that you are a leader, you can't lead other people when you are empty.
Absolutely. You always have to be at your best, I think, to give people what they need.
Yeah.
To do for yourself.
So you have to take some time to just regroup and refill and, yeah, and be knowledgeable about it. So
when I was in college, one of my professors said, sometimes you need to take a fuzzy robe day, which means you stay at home, you don't do anything else, but you call in sick because you know you need to recharge your batteries.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yep, absolutely. Wow. And I love that gurgling at the bottom of your cup. I'm going to steal it, but I will credit it back to you.
Thank you. Yeah, I had a little gurgling the last couple weeks here, but you know what? I'm refilling, and it's all about self-love. I love this, Lisa. I love, the time strategy, and I love, making a list. Now, tell us more about the AWE challenge, okay? How important is that?
With the AWE challenge, it was designed to help anyone who is looking for more structure, because we all think differently. Some of us love lots of structure, some like a little bit. So this gives the framework for you to choose how much structure you want, whether you want to create a new habit, like working out in the morning, or whether you want to finish a set goal or project that maybe has been sitting on your to-do list for 6 months or 6 years. And so it gives you that framework where you can work through the stages of AWE, A-W-E, every day for 30 days. And hopefully then by the end of the 30 days, you're in a position where maybe you can start to scaffold away some of that framework. Or maybe you're like, I want to do this every 30 days until it becomes rote and habit.
Lisa, okay, so let me ask you a question. If you have, I'm a hair therapist, I've got my radio show, I've got four children, I've got a lot of hands in there. How do you, do you just structure different lists, or how do you do that?
It depends on the person. I keep multiple lists. The idea of multiple lists for some people, their brain is spinning right now. They're thinking, are you kidding me? All I can do is a post-it with two things on it.
Yeah.
So it depends on your personality, but I always urge my clients and anyone who's listening, who's thinking, oh, this sounds good, draw back all the way back to what is important to me.
Mm.
What's important to me? Like my philosophy is not time management as much as it's choice management.
Ooh, I like choice management. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm going to take that one and I'll credit back to you.
Well, thank you.
I love it. You know what? Now, let me ask you. I mean, it all sounds easy. And I know there's people out there like, yeah, heard it all before. What is, since you work with a lot of clients, what is the biggest challenge that they can't get past?
Usually that biggest challenge is prioritizing the urgent over the important. They get up in the morning, they know what their number one most important thing to do is, And then they arrive at wherever it is, whether it's a home office or an office or wherever, and the day just goes.
Or they get a call and somebody else is in need and their scream is, you know, if you're a mom, all right, you know, I left my lunch at, or I, you know, forgot my books, and you're going, oh my God, I was just going to start my day here and now I got to, you know, and then all of a sudden your whole day is out of control, correct?
Exactly. That's exactly. And so that is the number one challenge that I find the majority of my clients face is they have the best of intentions. They understand time management because time management, the strategies are easy, but the implementation is not simple.
But I think sometimes those types of things that can upset your whole day of how you are going to manage your time is if you started off organized or had a plan so that things were not forgotten, like an overall plan of how your household ran, you'd have fewer times when everything gets upset and you've got to rearrange your schedule.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like the backpacks at the door, the homework put away at night. It's like preparing.
Yes,
absolutely.
I totally agree.
And not leaving anything. Like I've heard before, when you leave a room, 3 minutes of cleanup before you leave, like the family room. If you don't leave it to the last minute, chances are it's not going to not be taken care of.
Which really goes in hand with her organization.
Absolutely.
I mean, God, you know what, Lisa, we are at the end of our interview, but I so want to get your book and your CD, but I would love to talk to you again because this is something I am so passionate about.
Fabulous. I would love to send you that stuff, and I would love to be on again. You guys are fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Where can my listeners find out more about you?
My website is the easiest place. So it's System, S-Y-S-T-E-M, Savvy, S-A-V-V-Y, consulting.com.
Okay. Very good. I love talking to you. I love what you're doing. And I want to talk to you again. And so we can really get some, you know, to
get organized.
Get organized.
For the school year.
Yeah, there you go. We were just talking about that. So you were right there. So thank you so much again for anybody that's just tuning in with us. We were talking with Lisa Crilly Malice, and we're talking about time strategy, visionary owner of System Savvy Consulting. Thank you so much, and I will give you a call to get us back. Are you friends with me on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. I'm going to connect everybody with you.
Good. Fabulous. Thank you.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Hank Will. We're going to talk about lard, the lost art of cooking with your grandmother's secret ingredient. And I can't wait. Love cooking. That's my other passion, you know. So anyways, what are we going to give away, Tom?
Let's look at some of the prizes here. Boy, I mentioned to do the Dodger thing, but we might have to hold on to that. That's huge. How about if we stick with food and go with Soup Plantation, great place to eat.
Ooh, yeah, there you go. Mondays they have the best mushroom
soup.
That's a great
place to take your family to for dinner.
It is.
Good.
I mean, you can eat and eat.
And you can
eat
healthy, too.
It's
healthy, dessert. It's a great night out for the family.
Yeah, there you go. Anyways, let's get everybody's name in here, 419-0008, 419-0008 for Soup Plantation. And stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.
Join Camarillo Hospice at the 6th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival on August 31st from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Camarillo Ranch. Expect lots of fun, food and drink, ICS-sanctioned chili competition, Pleasant Valley Lions Club barbecue, wine and beer, Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, classic car display, fun and game zone for the kids, and live performances by Sgt. Pepper, Usual Suspects, and the Ho-Dads. All proceeds benefit Camarillo Hospice, a volunteer hospice and grief counseling center. To purchase tickets, visit www.CamarilloChiliCookoff.com.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. We are into our Labor Day weekend. And you know what that means? Football. And summer's almost over.
I know.
You can still have fun. That's what it's all about. Our next guest is Hank Will. And we're going to talk about, I was looking through his book. I have to tell you, I'm going to put some of these on my Facebook for everybody to see and on Instagram, because you think, we were talking about lard and you think of lard as it just is
something you shouldn't eat anymore.
Yeah, but it's really the lost art of cooking with your grandmother's secret ingredient. And let me tell you, his grandma had some really great thing. Hank, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
Yeah. Tell us about yourself and your book. I know you were on before with us, but what a great book.
Yeah, this was a fun project that came out of my role as the editor-in-chief of Grit magazine. And, we like to celebrate, some of the old ways and especially cooking from scratch. And we have just tons and tons of recipes that folks have sent us over the years. And I also raise hogs. So, lard is kind of an interesting concept to me.
Yeah, so what is lard exactly?
So lard is really just the rendered fat from usually the kidney region. We call it leaf fat. It's the really dense fat that a hog would lay down as part of its sort of winter storage. And when you render it, you remove all of the proteins from it, and you wind up with just what we would call a pure fat or a pure lipid that's really not horrible for you at all.
It's not?
No, I mean fat is a high calorie food, so you want to be careful about how much you eat. But it, in terms of the old, I shouldn't say the old, the more recent sort of mantra that all animal fats are bad for you, that's been completely dispelled.
So let me ask you a question. When you cook bacon,
yeah.
Okay, and then you have all that fat that's left after you take the bacon out, and then my husband will go and fry an egg in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm like, now my kids are like, oh, Dad, make us one of those. I'm like, are you guys kidding me? I love bacon, but that is like over the top. Is that lard?
That's not lard. That's really bacon grease because bacon grease, it is rendered, if you will, because you, in the act of cooking, you separate it from most of the protein that's in that bacon. But it's still been, either smoked or cured. So there's some of those agents still in it. It'll taste a little bit more like bacon than lard. Lard tastes actually doesn't have a really strong flavor to it at all.
Now, is lard the same as Crisco?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Crisco is highly, highly processed vegetable oil. And it actually has a lot of trans fats in it. And it's the trans fats.
That's the trans fats that we really need to stay away from, right?
Okay, so lard is actually healthier than that?
Oh, substantially. But you have to source your lard from, either a butcher who renders their own. You need to render your own or get it from, one of the farms out there where the artisanal lard movement is alive and well. And if you source it that way, it's much better than what you would get at the grocery store, because that has also been highly processed and hydrogenated, so that generates trans fats as well.
Interesting. Okay, so why is lard starting to come back now?
I think it's just part of the whole real foods movement, if you will. Looking back to to our ancestors who really lived fairly healthy lives and in many cases lived long lives, and saying, okay, what did they do differently? They didn't have all kinds of cancer. They didn't have the epidemics of food allergies and
isn't
whatnot.
That the truth? I always think about that. Like, they didn't eat. We always, you know, buy these organic foods and all that. And
right.
Our grandparents didn't eat that way, but it seems like they had less illness at a young age than we have now.
Well, if you think about it, everything was organic in, you know, a generation and a half ago.
Right, right. Well, you know what I mean? In one sense, that could be true. But in the other sense, it's like we didn't know as much as we do now.
That's
too.
True.
And people didn't live as long.
It's a skewed.
So I don't know, but you know, but I do know that my grandmother used to use salt like no tomorrow,
right.
And she didn't ever have high blood pressure or anything like that. So go figure. I don't know, but anyways, I do think it's kind of a full circle now. It is coming back to, you know, clean eating, they say, and
right.
Anything that, if you can't read the ingredients on the beginning,
don't eat it.
Right.
So tell us, okay, so we've heard a lot about bad fat, and
right.
You're saying that lard isn't really bad fat, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Especially if it's not processed. If it hasn't been hydrogenated, then you've got the natural lard, and there's no trans fats in it.
So where do we find that?
You know, I think the best place to look is probably at your farmer's market. If there are any meat vendors there at all, most of them will have a store. You can also do Google searches. There's a reasonably strong mail order business on the East Coast. I'm not sure about the West Coast.
That's interesting. How do we use lard in our kitchen?
You know, I think you can use lard virtually any way you would use a typical shortening. You can use it for frying. It's an awesome fat for frying because it doesn't burn, but at a very high temperature, and it has a very high smoking point as well. So, you know, you can get that really good crispy fried chicken or fried potatoes, if you will.
I'm thinking fried chicken and apple pie right now. Those would be two great things to use.
Were you looking in his book here? Because let me tell you, you have some awesome, awesome recipes right here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you. I mean, just, yeah, the country fried chicken and pork chop skillet meal.
Yeah.
So
pastries. I mean, that's a great shortening for pastries.
Yeah, okay. Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us now that we made everybody so hungry as they're waking up right now and starting their day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. We're talking with Hank Will. We're talking about lard. I know. That sounds weird. And it is such a full circle. It's kind of like, you know, it's interesting. I was also thinking about how food is so emotional. It reminds you so much of when I make my grandmother's, you know, meals that she used to make.
Mm.
She's right there back in the kitchen with me.
Yeah.
And now I have, you know, I've got four kids. When they're like, you know, they come home or they want something, and I could tell them like, oh, they're not feeling good. They want this or they want something refreshing. They know which recipes. Is that how your family is?
Oh, absolutely.
Is? Yeah.
There's certain things that we always went to my Nana's house for chili or navy bean soup. There's certain things that we ate at certain houses at certain times of the year. And
yeah.
It brings you back immediately to that place.
Yeah. Hank, what's your thought on that too?
Yeah, I agree with you guys totally. I think and I think that even factors into, you know, what we call comfort foods these days.
I
can remember right around Thanksgiving, you know, there were always pumpkin delights that I enjoyed. You know, there was always extra pumpkin pie or just the smells of those spices.
Yeah.
You come home from school in the wintertime. I grew up in North Dakota, and
it
was cold, and you'd get into this warm house and just be greeted with these wonderful seasonal smells coming out of the kitchen. It made you feel really good.
Okay, hold on. I just opened up this yam drops. What are yam drops?
Yam drops. I can't even remember for sure. Can you give me a page number?
Sure, 122.
If I can remember
that. And, okay, so let's read this. Believe it or not, yams and sweet potatoes are botanically unrelated.
Yeah,
okay.
Plant-wise, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. So, you know what's so weird is sometimes I think I'm getting a sweet potato and I end up with
a yam.
Do you ever do that? And
well,
so talk to us, like, What is the difference?
Okay, so a sweet potato is actually in the morning glory family.
Oh, really?
And a yam is in a completely different root storage crop family that we're not familiar with so much in this country. Most of the things that you see at the grocery store that are called yams are actually sweet potatoes.
Oh, see, okay. So it's
see,
not
it's
that
not
I'm
crazy
getting,
that
yeah.
you're getting the wrong things.
Wow.
Right.
Okay.
And they can be sort of white fleshed, or they can be deep red fleshed, or they can be the more typical orange fleshed.
Yeah, when we are out in the southern part of the world, I love, there's a couple restaurants out there that is a really good steak and then a big old sweet potato, and they have the cinnamon butter the marshmallow.
So
and as much as I'm like, oh, I can't do it, I'm like, yes, we'll share one, you know, pack it on. And so that's a sweet potato, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, that is my all-time favorite. Okay, so what is a yam drop?
So, you know, yam drops are a way to kind of use up some of the leftovers, if you will. If you've got plenty of yams, you know, that you cooked for Thanksgiving, say.
Oh, and, leftovers, okay.
So, you know, it's sort of like a, I don't know, for lack of a better word, a kind of like a yam a sweet potato donut, if you will, or a donut ball.
Oh,
or,
I love those little balls. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you glaze them with a little bit of butter and a little bit of sugar with lemon juice in it, and oh, baby.
Oh, baby is right. I am going to totally try and make those. Well, you know what? I mean, this is so not good for my diet here, I'm telling you. But some amazing, amazing. So what are some of your favorites I just opened up to corn stuffed peppers. Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you.
Everything in their cookbook looks amazing.
Yeah, your pictures.
Awesome.
Yeah. So what is your favorite?
You know, I think my absolute favorite is the... A sort of Memphis-inspired fried chicken that's called Henrietta's Spicy Fried Chicken.
Ooh, it's got a little kick to it. Okay.
Yeah, it's got some wonderful kick to the, you know, using paprika, the spicy paprika and cayenne and dry mustard
mustard.
The dredge. Yeah,
and there's nothing better than a really good piece of fried chicken.
Oh,
you
gosh,
know,
no.
And that's—I think that's an art. Like you have to learn how to do that. It's not something you can just do it once and it's perfect.
No, and it's something you can't rush.
Yeah, you've got to have the time to sit there and cook it.
Do you make fried chicken?
I don't because I think it scares me because I'm always afraid it's not going to be cooked all the way.
Yeah,
that's what makes
a big
me
worry.
Really nervous.
Yeah, okay, Can you parboil it?
You know,
that
I think you can.
Yeah.
And that would help. And you could also, one of the things we do is I just probe it with the instant read thermometer
as we're
going, you know, and then kind of you look at the skin and you go, oh, is it too brown? I'll turn the heat down if it's not warm enough down by the bone. And,
you know,
monkey around with it like that because
right.
These days with poultry especially, you just don't want to take the risk.
You know what's interesting is, I mean, you know, what's so popular now is sweet potato fries, okay?
Yeah,
those are my favorite. I kind of like pretend they're not really fat.
Because they're sweet potatoes.
They're like healthy, right? But you have in here old-fashioned green beans, sweet onion rings, carrot fries. Never made carrot fries before.
Yeah, they're really good. I think part of it is just that anything, and I would honestly say that frying vegetables and meat in lard is much easier than in even olive oil or other oils that are just delicious and wonderful, but they burn so easily. Anything that you need to fry for any length of time, the lard is much more forgiving with.
So how is lard compared to coconut oil?
You know, actually the chemical constituents in lard and coconut oil are relatively similar. They both are a good combination of saturated and unsaturated fats with zero trans fat. And the lard burns at a higher temperature yet than the coconut oil, but coconut's also a great oil for...
I'm thinking that's the key to cooking, why lard is such a good ingredient to use when you're cooking is that it doesn't burn quickly. Like you can cook something for a long time before the lard gets too hot and turns brown in the bottom of your skillet.
Exactly. And you can get that temperature up, you know, if you're doing relatively thin potatoes or something like that, you can get it hot enough that you can really get a good crispy cook without having the oil itself burn.
So are you a chef?
I am not a chef. No, I'm just a guy, you know, just a normal person that is interested in good food and farms on the side. I'm a magazine editor. So.
Growing up, my mom used to always make liver and onions, and I believe it was fried in lard. And it was
I would think so.
We
yeah.
loved having that for dinner. But the look on people's faces when they came for dinner, they're like, yeah. "You're having what?
Do you want to know something? My husband and I just made. We have a chili liver, and my God, it is to die for. It's got chili sauce and onion soup.
Delicious.
Oh my God, we just made it the other day and we haven't made it forever. And my kids were like, "Ew, what are you making?" And then they kind of took a little, was like, still not, you know, but oh my God, it was so good.
Oh, I love liver. I really do.
So,
you guys are killing me. I know.
I'm telling you.
Go to our first barbecue tonight.
There you go. Now, where do we find out about your magazine? I would love to take a look at that.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and send you some copies, but at www.grit.com, that's our website. We put all of our content online, as well, so it's all accessible there.
Wow, and so what is a Grit magazine? Is that more eating?
Grit magazine, we call our audience the rural lifestyle, and it includes folks that are living it and folks that dream to live it or are just interested in it. So it's gardening, it's cooking from scratch, backyard chickens. We might do something on small livestock like sheep and goats, occasionally cattle, you know, all of those kinds of things. How do you make fences? How do you build houses for your dog?
I love it. And that's your magazine?
Yeah, I work for the company that owns it, and I'm in charge of the editorial side of that magazine. Yeah.
Okay, very cool, very cool. I would love to, definitely check that out.
Okay, I'll get Randy to send some.
Yeah, so. Perfect. And are we friends on Facebook?
Are
you on Facebook?
If we're not, I will be.
Okay, because I would love to share some of this with my listeners there.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's kind of, I'd love, anything that can add value to our life. That's it's like the brighter side.
And football season's right around the corner. We're going to need these recipes.
Oh, yeah.
there you go.
All right. So, you know what? Let's just end this with, give us a really quick, easy recipe.
Oh, gee whiz.
I know. I just throw a left.
Why do you do that?
I have to,
Okay. I'm going to.
Okay, I'm going to throw it out at you. How about this? French fried cucumbers.
I was going to say fried cauliflower omelet.
I know. I looked at that,
too. That's not too bad. Pretty easy, but you have to still steam
But I'm growing cucumbers in my garden right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's do it. French fried cauliflower. I mean, French fried
cucumbers.
Cucumbers. How bad could it possibly be?
Yeah. So what do you? So you just cut them up, right?
Yeah, just cut them up and get your oil hot and you can dredge them or you can not dredge them, and either way they're going to be delicious.
Oh my God! A little bit of salt and pepper. You got 3 eggs on here and some crushed cracker crumbs.
Yeah.
And you put them in. And
what's your pie crust recipe?
The pie crust would be, I can't get the proportions off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, all my listeners are going to want to get a book. Where do we find it?
Oh, okay. So the book you can get, at www.grit.com or at your favorite bookseller. It's published by Andrews McMeel, out of Kansas City.
Very good. Very good. Hank, thank you so much. Keep in touch with me. I'd love to hear what the next thing you're going to be working on.
All right, cool. This was so fun. Thank you.
You got it. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805 here. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer, Tom, and we're going to give something away. Let's open it up for those Dodger tickets.
That's a great game. September 6th, it's Cal State University, Channel Islands, alumni and friends. You get the transportation, you get the shirt from CI, and a little swag along with that. And how about some other giveaways to make the trip fun?
I know. They're going to be like snacks on the bus.
Check out the prices, because they are really good prices for a family. You can take the family out for a game and it's not going to break the bank.
Yeah, and it's Saturday night. It's
and you can snooze on the way home, too.
That's my favorite.
And you don't have to pay for parking. I mean, it's a great opportunity to go to a Dodger game.
And the best part about it, it's a win-win. Again, I love these win-wins because it's scholarship. That's what it's going towards. So people that can't really pay for their education, you're going to be helping them. Why go have fun? Let's do that. 419-0008. 419-0008. Leave us your name, your number, and say Dodgers. That's what we're calling about. We'll take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about kind of ways to transition your home from summer to fall. So stay with us. You're listening to The Brighter Side of the 805.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
Join Camarillo Hospice at the 6th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival on August 31st from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Camarillo Ranch. Expect lots of fun, food and drink, ICS-sanctioned chili competition, Pleasant Valley Lions Club barbecue, wine and beer, Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, classic car display, fun and game zone for the kids, and live performances by Sgt. Pepper, Usual Suspects, and the Ho-Dads. All proceeds benefit Camarillo Hospice, a volunteer hospice and grief counseling center. To purchase tickets, visit www.CamarilloChiliCookoff.com. It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show and the brighter side of the 805. I do want to invite you to our 2 o'clock show, and it's actually going to be some of my private interviews that I do, because when I'm not here, I'm always doing something. I'm always looking at different interviews and talking to different people from all over the world, so I invite you in from 2 to 3. Right here on AM 1590 KVTA. And again, you know, we're at the end of our Labor Day weekend here. I hope that everybody has barbecues. That's kind of Labor Day to me is swimming, barbecuing, and getting organized for the rest of the year. Yeah, I can't believe that it's already going
to
be September, and it's like, oh my gosh, I don't know. Anyways, but, you know, do you take your blankets off your beds? And what do you do?
I do love to redo my house, you know, for the different seasons. So I always like to layer. I like to bring in more new plants that are not quite as, like, I always think of ivy as summer. So I like to bring in new plants that seem more fall.
Oh, so do you have a lot of plants inside your house?
I do have a lot of plants inside my house. It's actually one of the easiest and cheapest ways to decorate without spending a lot of money.
I like that. Are you green? Do you have a green thumb?
I do have a green thumb, but I really don't. I think I put my plants on a schedule, which sounds crazy, but usually what kills a houseplant is overwatering. So I water them once a week, and that keeps them saturated, but not too saturated. And they seem to grow for a long time. I mean, I have to probably change them out every 6 months, but an ivy doesn't last forever anyway.
And do you take cuttings and then start them over?
Oh, gosh, no. I go to Home Depot or a local nursery and buy plants.
Okay. So, you know what's interesting is I love crisp white sheets in the summer, and so it's a little bit cooler, and right, and then
yes.
I kind of bring in my furs for the warmer. Of course,
blankets,
I'm always warm all the time
couch.
Now. Yeah, but we love lighting our fires and, you know, just kind of changing out your pillows. Do you do that?
I do. I have holiday pillows that I bring out, but they're not like Christmas per se. They're more just like fall into Christmas type things.
Oh, I have orange, deep orange.
Yes. And what I really love right now are all these candles that are on timers. And, you know, from
a timers?
They're on timers. They're battery operated, and you can turn them on anytime, or you can set them on a timer, which you really just turn them on when you want them to come on, and they'll stay on for 5 hours.
So they're fake candles?
They're fake candles.
But they still give that ambiance.
And you can buy a set from very inexpensive, or you can buy like a luminaire that they look almost real. They give you that flickering up on the ceiling. Those are more expensive, but I'm obsessed with those right now and creating ambiance in a room.
Oh, I love that. I have a table in my living room that I have tons, probably 10 or 15 candles of all different shapes on it. In a tray.
I bet that's pretty.
But the real candles.
The real candles.
But then
right.
I do have some of the other luminaires
around your house. And what I like about the candles that are on the batteries is they just come on without you thinking about it. So it's not like an ambiance you have to go and create.
I never even thought about that. Yeah, because sometimes
come on.
I forget to light them.
Like
you know?
In your living room where you don't always go all the time, or maybe in your bathroom where you don't want a flame burning because you can't see it.
Yeah, good point. So. Your kids are, you still have young kids,
I do.
Right?
I have Tom, children in
you still have
school.
Young kids.
Yes.
Did they go back to school or are they?
They're in.
They're in. Are they happy to go back to school?
Happy enough. Yeah, they're in a nice place. You know, school's not what it was like when I was a kid. So a little kinder, gentler. They're okay with it.
Yeah. How about your kids? Are they excited?
They love their free time, but I think they love to go back to school and see their friends.
Yeah.
You know, I think kids today see their friends a lot more at school than maybe we did after school. There's not as much free time.
Because everybody lives a little further, right?
Yes.
It's not like,
a little bit further,
you know,
a little bit more scheduled.
Are you in a carpool?
I am not in a carpool. We're not really morning people, so I don't think I would subject that to anyone else.
Like, are you one of those like, right? You know?
Yes. Yeah. Everybody go. We're going to be late.
Yeah. So you're okay. So is your wife in a carpool? Tom?
No, she drives kids in solo.
Everybody. Okay, see, I used to be in a carpool, and even though because I already had four, it was like, yeah, just come on, I like who else, you know?
Right.
But then I started realizing as they got older, I didn't want to be responsible for everybody's, even though it would lessen me one time, but I was already back at the school like 100 times, you know?
I like the freedom of knowing if I have to do something after school, I can go and do it.
And you tell your kids to wait for you or
I take them with me. Oh, like you can't really tell like two other kids like, I'm so sorry, we have to go do a few returns. Do you mind?
Yeah, exactly.
I do enjoy that freedom. However, I never mind taking anyone else's kids home if they're in a bind because you sort of see going on at
absolutely.
School by having other kids in your car.
Yeah, and you get to hear their little talks.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I've learned lots of little things listening to my kids' talks and I actually recommend that. That was one of the reasons that I really enjoyed getting to know them as I did carpool, you know, because I would get to hear, you know,
things that are going on at
school.
Yeah,
and you get to really hear the kids and get to know them and kind of see how they react to other kids.
Especially if you have older kids in the carpool. I always think that's a good opportunity to be like, oh, that's how I should react to this situation when it comes up for me later.
Yeah, although it's so funny, you know, I've got two boys and two girls. You've got boys, right?
Yes.
So boys barely say anything. And I always go like, you know, Daniel, you're so talkative today. Of course, he never says anything any other day, you know. It's just like, you know, and every once in a while, you start to see a little change in them as you know.
As they get older and you talk a little bit more. My favorite response is when we ask how school was, what did you do? Review. Every day, review.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, how do you get your kids, like, back in the school mode?
Well, we start school later than everybody else. So we see it's all happening around us. Practices have started. We're not in school yet, but you can feel it in the air. So it sort of gets us prepared for when the day comes.
Right. And so... Because what I used to do with my kids, I had always a tutor or something just to help them keep on the edge. And so I would start like a month ahead so that they would be like, Mom, it's still summer. You know, I go, I know, but, you know, we need to get. So then all of a sudden school came and it was like they were already there.
And their brain was already working.
Yeah, because I think you kind of turn your brain off for a little while.
And you need to. I definitely think kids today need to turn their brain off for a little bit of time in the summer and not do anything. But you do have to start that early reading so you have it done before you get to school. A little bit of summer work.
There you go. So what else? You talked about, you know, you thinking, and that's interesting because I think the same thing, that summer or the end of summer is kind of like the new year. You know, it's kind of like I make my dentist appointments. I kind of like everything gets back in gear. Is that how you?
I sort of like, okay, this is the schedule that's going to work for me now. I'm going to have 3 meals a week that are made ahead of time, maybe in a crock pot that I don't have to think about. All the trigger points that I know make me too busy, I try to figure out ways to sort of get them out of my life, which would be not having anything for dinner. And everybody gets home and it's like, wow, what should we have for dinner? Trying to have meals prepared, or at least an idea of what I'm going to make, and get the day started organized.
There you go. Does your husband help you out?
He would, but he's usually doesn't get home until later.
Oh, so you have everything.
I do. So I'm kind of, that's like my domain.
Got it.
And I like that. Like I don't want someone coming in and like rearranging it.
Okay. So if he's off, that's scary.
Absolutely.
Oh, God. Well, what a great show. I want to remind everybody again here, 2 to 3, become one of our Facebook friends on Kim Pagano's show. And also, if you miss any part of our show, you can always listen on iTunes and also go to our website, KimPaganoShow.com. All of our stuff is listed there and downloaded there. Jennifer, thank you again.
Thank you.
Tom, thank you again. And all my listeners out there, gosh, go have an amazing weekend. And I hope that you do something great and that you kind of make your new goals and your new plans. And of course, I want to end our show with a moment of happiness. Beauty begins the moment you decide to be yourself. So with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805, and I'll talk to you later.
Your mama pajamas rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. Papa found out, he began to shout, and he started the investigation. And it's against the law, and it's against the law. What the mama saw, oh, it's against the law. Well, the mama looked down, and she spit on the ground every time a name gets mentioned. When the papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'd like to stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm